And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 12th of September 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected Shannon 1026 by 1800 tomorrow. Low Norwegian Sea 982 moving steadily north, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. North Utsira, South Utsira. Northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. 40s. Northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty. Northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forth Tyne. Northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Dogger. Northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Northwest 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover. North or northwest 4 to 6, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. White, Portland, Plymouth. Northwest, veering north later, 4 to 6, showers, good. Biscay. North or northwest, 4 or 5, rain or showers at first, good, occasionally moderate in south. Trafalgar. Northerly, 5 to 7, but cyclonic 3 to 5 and far southeast, mainly fair, good. Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southwest. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Seoul. North or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northwest 4 to 6, veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Shannon. Northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Rockall. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers at first, good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest 5 to 7, backing west 4 or 5 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Fair Isle, Faroes. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 4 to 6 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6 in west, otherwise northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing westerly 4 to 6 later, fair, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 11th of September. Tyree, automatic. Northwest 5, slight rain, 16 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest by west, 3, slight rain, 16 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north, 6, slight rain, 2 miles, 988, rising slowly. Wick, automatic, west by north, 4, slight drizzle, 15 miles, 995, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west by north, 4, 13 miles, 997, now falling. Lucas, west, 4, more than 38 miles, 1,000, now falling. Boomer, west by south, 3, 30 miles, 1,000, now falling. Bridlington, west, 3, 1,002, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel, automatic. Northwest by west, 6, 11 miles, 1,007. Greenwich Light Vessel, automatic. Northwest, 4, 11 miles, 1,009. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. Northwest, 3, 1,008, rising. Jersey, northwest, 4, 19 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Silly Automatic, Northwest by North, 4. 12 miles, 1,015, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, Northwest by West, 4. 24 miles, 1,011, rising more slowly. Aberporth, Northwest by West, 6. 24 miles, 1,009, rising more slowly. Valley, Northwest by West, 5. Recent rain, 16 miles, 1,008, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, Northwest by West, 6. 13 miles, 1,006, rising more slowly. Valentia, Northwest, 4. 19 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, West by North, 5. 16 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Malinhead, Northwest, 6. Slight showers, 5 miles, 1,006, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, Northwest by West, 5. Recent precipitation, 8 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 11th of September 2024. The general situation. The strong and showery northwesterly flow will gradually ease as a ridge of high pressure builds from the west. Later on Friday, the ridge will then give way to a strong and moist southwesterly flow in northwestern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing west 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest, 5 or 6, backing west 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 4 or 5, veering north 5 or 6 for a time. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to Northforeland. Northwesterly 4 or 5, veering northerly 5 or 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northforeland to Selsey-Bill. Northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later near Northforeland. Fair at first, then showers, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest, veering north later, 4 or 5, showers for a time, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest, 4 or 5, veering north 5 or 6, then decreasing 4 later. Showers, fair later, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west, veering northerly 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northwest, 5 or 6, veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest, 4 to 6, veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man. Northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Northwest 5 or 6, veering north 4 or 5, then backing northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwest 5 or 6, veering north 4 or 5, then backing northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 5 or 6, veering north 4 or 5, then backing northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing west 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles. Northwest 7, a gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, then backing west 4 or 5 later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the shipping forecast means to you. Jeremy Dibble writes to say, I take great comfort from listening to the late night shipping forecast. I once lived, he says, in Cork in the late 1980s and early 90s and used to visit Valentia Island and the Irish West Coast when I was doing research into the English composer Sir Hubert Parry. He says the composer of the famous choral song Jerusalem loved the adventure of sailing around the Skellig Islands, which I had the chance to visit twice. Thoughts of the wild Cork and Kerry coast and the shipping forecast bring back all the memories I have of visiting those wonderful Atlantic locations. That comes to us from Jeremy Dibble in Durham. As I said, Jeremy, thank you. Lovely to hear your memories, and it's always great to hear your stories of what the shipping forecast means to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to one. You can always let me know if you're listening from a particular sea area. You can drop me a line to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Charles Carroll in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ehowa.
It's midnight GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today, as the United States digests its first, perhaps its only, presidential TV debate, we're hearing the business response. A Texas oil man tells us that despite Kamala Harris's promises, he doesn't trust the Democrats not to undermine oil production.
She said in the past she would ban it. She hasn't. I'll take her at her word, but I believe they will make it more difficult to frack. The world is going to get this oil, whether they get it from Iran or the United States. I think the world should prefer that it be developed here in the United States.
Also in the show, we hear from a Mexican judge after the government controversially rules that all judges be selected by public vote. And Starbucks returns to its roots after the news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Alberto Fujimori, the former president of Peru, accused of widespread human rights abuses, has died. He was 86. A dual Peruvian-Japanese national, he governed Peru for 10 years, between 1990 and 2000. But opinion is highly polarised as to his legacy. Danny Eberhard looks back at his life.
Born to Japanese immigrant parents, Alberto Fujimori's origins were humble. He emerged from relative obscurity in academia to win the presidency. A political maverick, his early years in power saw notable successes. He liberalised the economy and ended Peru's hyperinflation. And he cracked down on a crippling left-wing insurgency, to all intents and purposes defeating groups like the Shining Path. But critics lambasted what they saw as his increasingly authoritarian tendencies, and Mr. Fujimori's presidency became mired ever deeper in scandal, ending when he fled into exile in Japan. Later he was extradited from Chile, tried and imprisoned on a series of counts, including corruption and involvement in death squad massacres. It was the first time a democratically elected Latin American leader had been tried and found guilty in his own country of human rights abuses.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six of its staff were among those killed in Israeli strikes on a school housing displaced families in central Gaza. UNRWA said it was the single deadliest attack for its workers since the war began. The Israeli military said it was targeting Hamas fighters operating a command centre in the grounds. Hani Haniya, who is an internally displaced person from Gaza City, was in the building when it was hit.
Body parts, the sound of an explosion shook the building. We went out running and saw body parts thrown everywhere in the shelter. Unfortunately, my children are still missing. Four of my children, I do not know where they are. I do not know where my daughters are. Even my wife was sleeping here in this corner. Where is my wife?